You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Do you love sci-fi, horror, and fantasy films? Then grab a badge for Otherworlds Film Festival, the country's premier sci-fi film festival. There'll be Q&As, panels, parties, and mixers. Rub elbows with up-and-coming and established filmmakers, as well as like-minded filmgoers. Come celebrate our 7th year, December 3rd through 6th, at the Galaxy Highland in Austin, Texas. Badges are now for sale at OtherworldsFilmFest.com. That's OtherworldsFilmFest.com.
Hey all, Chris here. Just wanted to give you a quick warning before you start this review for The Rental. We tried to find a way to talk about this film while being not spoilerish, but honestly, every once in a while there comes across a movie that there's just no way to really say what we feel about it without discussing things that would definitely be going into spoiler territory, and this review is one of them. So, fair warning for those forging ahead. If you intend on seeing this film, you don't want to know any of the giveaways beforehand, maybe watch the movie before you listen to the review. Spoiler for the review, one of us really liked it, two of us were meh, and one of us totally did not like it at all. Anyway, here's the review. Well, I've got to tell you, I feel like the name of this film is rather apropos, or at least it would have been in the days where there were such things as video stores. What I mean to say is, this is definitely a rental more than a buy.
But how much of a rental? $6? A 99-cent deal on Apple?
This is more like cutout discount bin rental.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I'll be curious to hear what these guys have to say about this film. This horror film that is done with clearly a decent amount of budget, some very professional people working on it, except for Dave Franco, who is the director, who this is his directorial debut, but he has pulled in clearly all his buddies. He has co-written the screenplay with Joe Swanberg. He has gotten one of his closest friends, Dan Stevens, and his girlfriend, Allison Brie, to play the two leads in this. And I can only assume that much of the rest of the staff is also filled with some of his compatriots, because this movie, in every way except for the exceptional cast and the quality of equipment on hand they had to use, feels like somebody's first movie. But before we get started, I'm Chris. Joining me is Adrian.
Fear not, everyone. I will save this review.
London?
I'd like to see you try.
And Bradley.
Hello.
Thought you were going to take the third part of that and go, they'll never save this review. So the story here is that two couples go to stay at this Airbnb vacation home they've rented. Allison Brie as Michelle and Dan Stevens as Charlie. They are husband and wife. Dan's brother, Josh, played by Jeremy Allen White, has married Mina, played by Sheila Vand, who is also Charlie's longtime business partner. And they have the kind of relationship, you know, it's a guy and a girl. They've been best friends for like 25 years that they can lean on each other. And there doesn't appear to be anything sexual about it, that their friends around them, including significant others, are just like, those two are just like best buds. What are you going to do? You just don't even think about it. You wouldn't go with another couple like that, related or not, to an Airbnb for a weekend together if there was any suspicion, right? Well, maybe there should have been some suspicion. The upshot is they go in there. The guy who is the not person renting to him, because he says his brother owns the place, but the person handling it, played by Toby Huss, who you do, in fact, know from any number of various different films and animated work as well. He plays Taylor, and he comes in, and they're right off the bat like, this guy is like a racist. Because Sheila Vand is Persian in origin, and she was like, well, hey, I submitted an application for this exact bed and breakfast, and it was turned down the same day he, a white guy, turned in his app, and he was accepted. So I'm going, what exactly is up with that? Racist much? Anyway, that's where we're starting off from. They're all in there. There's already a little bit of discomfort because of this guy, and she's like, I'm not thrilled about staying here because of that guy. He shows that he's not really great with also boundaries. He's like, I got a telescope over at my house. I'll bring it. And then he comes in the house while they're not in the house and puts it in there. And they're like, that's, I can see it, but it's still a little not, you shouldn't do stuff like that. Message to any of you Airbnb owners out there. Yes, that is bad. Don't do that. So everything feels like a Joe Swanberg dramedy, quite frankly, for quite a bit of this movie. Mm-hmm. In fact, even when well into the fact the audience realizes that there's some fucked up shit going on here in a horror sense, the characters don't realize until super late into the running time of this film. In fact, it is one of those films that is to some extent borrowing its inspiration from movies like The Strangers, but only in the space of a few minutes. I guess ultimately, because usually films like that are cat and mouse games. There's not much of that going on here. There's not much to say. There's really not much of a plot. There's infidelity. I'll throw that out there, which is a little bit of a spoiler, but it is early on in the film, and how that infidelity plays into basically audiences yelling at the screen, just do this, you idiots. And them going, well, we can't because infidelity. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that Dave Franco co-wrote a script and he thought, I want to make a horror movie about the risk of giving someone the benefit of the doubt and the risk that comes with being too trusting. And then Joe Swanberg was like, hey, man, it's a nice script you got there. Wouldn't it be nice if it had some infidelity and relationship problems, too? As I, Joe Swanberg, seem to put in every film that I write.
Yeah, you're like, Joe, who broke your heart? Jesus.
Yeah. Which, when we started the review, I was a little bit surprised, and I was kind of thinking like, uh-oh, I'm going to be the only one be positive about this. I actually really dug this. I'm not sure if I was having fun, but for a first-time attempt, I actually thought he was doing some good stuff, including directing his wife, Alison Brie, in a very fun performance, a performance that ends up doing things where she's almost meta to the point of how much she is the audience watching, because she's making like all the right decisions while everybody else isn't.
The person who's like, we should drink and do drugs all the time is making all the right decisions.
Well, I mean, not by, if you believe that horror movie rules are actually universal rules, then no.
I did not have a fun time with this movie, but I will acknowledge that it did do a couple things right. Adrian, I agree with you, the performances. I actually thought, not just Alison Brie, I thought everyone did a pretty good job. My issue is with the dialogue, but I think they did the best they could with kind of sloppy work.
And I would go three really strong actors and one guy who can hold his own, Jeremy Allen White,
yep.
I found very generic, mm-hmm. playing Dan Stevens's brother. I found him thoroughly forgettable, and I found the other three characters really interesting, and that's partially because they're all quite good. I was unfamiliar with Sheila Van's work, but this definitely made me want to see more of it. She's beautiful, got kind of one of those faces that you go, wow, that is an interesting face.
You.
And you want to know more about her. And I think that she has arguably the most interesting character of anybody in this film, with the possible exception of the racist manager, Toby Huss. Although he is, no question, at least lightly racist, he's also completely baffled by these people. And as they get more and more pointed towards him towards the end, we start to see why he's so baffled. But that would indicate to some extent as well that there's anything faintly resembling a payoff in this movie.
Okay, there's some kind of last minute twist that they're going to throw in, that this is some character that we just didn't think of or something like that.
It's the dog. It could only be the dog. At one point I did the math. I was like, it's got to be the dog.
Because it's not the way it leaves off. And actually, like, during the ending credits, they do something kind of interesting too. I thought that was pretty scary. It plays into this fear of mine that's in the back of my head of, you know, how safe exactly am I just doing the everyday thing that I do every day? I don't even want to say movies that it's similar to, because I don't want to give away what this kind of ends up being. But there is a found footage horror movie that does kind of the same thing, and I also thought that that was terrifying. For me, it totally worked. If you have a fear of the unknown and the thought of, like, this maybe didn't happen, but totally could happen, I think it plays that pretty strong.
I would agree with you up to a point, but I think that the film spends the whole time playing like this is a mystery. Who could it be? Even down to the moment the credits start rolling, doing things with like, you almost saw the face. You almost saw, who is it? I mean, I honestly thought that he was going to turn around and it was Dave Franco and it would be like a meta joke.
Oh my God. I thought the same thing. Damn it. I was going to say that.
The same thing.
And I apologize to anyone out there who's annoyed that we're kind of saying, this is largely the ending is, but this is not a mystery film. It wants you to think it is. And that's the number one thing that'll annoy you about it. If you go into this going, this is not a mystery horror. This is not a whodunit because it's irrelevant whodunit. This is a Joe Swanberg relationship dramedy that ends up deciding bit by bit to become a horror film as more of a way to just end it than anything else.
I kind of feel like Dave Franco or Joe Swanberg went to an Airbnb to write and someone just kept interrupting them when they were getting in the zone. And they thought, you know what? Fuck Airbnbs. And that's where this movie came from.
Maybe so. Swanberg writes like crazy. That's for sure. He's always churning out scripts.
Yeah.
I would argue to at least 3 out of every 4 films he makes detriment, but that's my opinion. I do think that the relationships part of this is actually pretty strong, and partially that has to do because these actors are just great and super likable people playing these parts. Even though they're not all likable people, they're such likable, charismatic actors. It's hard not to want to watch them. And I think it's filmed very well. The biggest problem is for me was just there's this whole movie kind of comes to nothing. This just didn't really seem to be a point to it. And it's not breaking any new ground either, or even really trying to say anything.
Yeah.
It's very implausible if you think about it when it all wraps up.
That's what I immediately went to, was like, that's not even, there's like 18 things happened that couldn't have possibly happened.
Yeah, and I don't need plausibility in my horror films. I just need plausibility when Dan Stephen and Alison Brie are headlining, because, you know, I think they're both fantastic. The Guest is one of my all-time favorite creepy, unsettling horror films. And this is just kind of here.
But Adrian doesn't think so. Let's let Adrian lead off our final thoughts so we can all jump on him afterwards.
I like the cute and chubby dog. So this gets a 5 out of 5 from me. I did like this movie. I really like this movie. And it was the way that it is, for all intents and purposes, a relationship drama that has to do with infidelity and a bunch of other stuff and feeling insecure in your relationship and wondering, do I even deserve this person? And that's all Joe Swanberg. And because it kind of focuses on that so much, you forget for a while that you're supposed to be watching a thriller. And usually that's something that would annoy me, but kind of pulling that sleight of hand trick, once things started to get intense, for me, it got very intense. They did something that I wasn't expecting them to do, and then right after that, they did it again. And for a bit, I was wondering, like, shit, so what's going to happen now? And that's when you see, like, oh, there's only 15 minutes left. And I appreciate that. I think this totally wraps up before it overstays its welcome. Although you may be thinking that this is a mystery film and it's all going to be about the reveal. I didn't see it that way. I think this is about the deep-seated fear that it's playing into. The fear of getting caught and the fear of being watched. I really dug this. I think this is a solid directorial debut. And I've been loving this trend of comedians or people who are mostly do comedy things venturing into horror. And this is just, for me, another example that works. Great performances all around. Really love Dan Stevens. Really love Alison Brie. I was really impressed by her range and how she kind of stole the show for me. I dug the hell out of this. I'm going to give it 4 chubby little pugs out of 5. Or I think that might have been a French bulldog.
He loves the dog.
It was so cute.
So cute. London.
Wow, Adrian, I completely disagree with you on multiple fronts, but
that's okay.
The only thing is, I do agree with you. I do like the performance. I liked everyone. The only thing, this is a personal issue for me. Alison Brie, I think she's a good actress. For some reason, her voice annoys me. It reminds me of someone doing an impression of an art teacher. That always distracts me. But actually, it's funny. In my notes, I wrote down, characters are annoying. They just kept irritating me. But honestly, it wasn't the performance. It was the writing. I had issues with the dialogue. I thought there was a lot of expository dialogue. I thought there were a lot of scenes that were just kind of pointless, especially in the beginning. They have two separate scenes where characters explain why they're going to this Airbnb, and I'm like, okay, we got it. We could just see it. And I was really bored through most of it. There was one legitimately funny scene. It's very dark, but it's quite funny, and I laughed quite a bit at that one scene. But other than that, I don't really see a reason to recommend this. And see, my theory is they had the ending, they didn't have the beginning. I'm thinking that they started with the ending, and then Joe Swanberg kind of developed up the intro or the beginning of it to try to lead up to it. So that's just kind of what I felt, because the ending felt so strong, but the beginning kind of seemed like another film. So I'm going to give this 6 orders from the unknown startup company that we have no idea what they do out of 10.
Brad?
You know, most horror films like this start out on the road trip to the Airbnb, and that's where exposition comes in. Not like the entirety of the movie, even as it's ending, I think we're still getting some. I didn't like the horror at all in this, but I did really like the infidelity subplot. That was my fault for not realizing that that was just a filler until it got to the movie that they wanted to shoot. Because, you know, Dan Stevens and Alison Brie in an infidelity plot, that sounds hot, steamy, you know, crazy. Like, they could really shine, but I just wasn't interested in that. I don't even remember why that was a thing.
We just learned something about Bradley's search engine history.
Dan Stevens, infidelity, search. Did you mean... No, I'm just kidding. It's okay. I was just so bummed about this. And I really liked the poster as well. I know I was going to lead with the poster's good, but people would be like, oh, that's an insult. That's a secret low-handed insult. No, I think this poster's awesome. Alison Brie, obviously Dan Stevens, I hope Sheila Vand, are going to get a lot more opportunities. And this isn't the worst thing I've ever seen. I just kind of felt like, shouldn't Dax Shepard be leading this? And that's not an insult either. I think Dax Shepard's great in these little movies that are straight to TV, you know? That's what this feels like, except the names are huge. I was just so confused by all of it, and I was so annoyed by the ending. So I'm just going to give this 5... jacuzzi sits out of 10 not sitting in the jacuzzi.
I think it's been clear I'm not really a huge fan of this film. And I was like, oh, London and I at least will be on the same side. Then London, you didn't like it for exactly the opposite reasons that I didn't like it. You know, I'm like, I really liked all the relationship stuff. I thought this started off super strong. I was like, yeah, I'm liking this. I hated the way this thing wrapped up. I think the third act was dumb. It was implausible. And it was all stuff we've seen done before and done much better. If they were, and they most certainly were, grabbing stuff from The Strangers, a considerably better film. Hell, the sequel to The Strangers is a considerably better film. Then what was there that was supposed to make this stand out? It didn't really have any idea where it wanted to go. I don't think your only thing being a fear of someone invading your house is enough to hang a horror, entire horror script on. It has to be scary for more reasons than just the conceit scares you, in my opinion. And I found this not even faintly scary, almost laughable in the third act at quite a few points at how bad it was. When I said earlier, there's no cat and mouse, there is no cat and mouse. A character goes, huh, that's peculiar. Dead. That's this movie. And I was like, this is fucking annoying as shit. You don't feel like the personality-based things get resolved. You don't feel the horror-based things get resolved. There is no resolution of any kind. And if somebody says, isn't that like life in a French accent, I swear to God. Anyway.
C'est la vie.
God damn it, I'm coming for you.
Does anyone here know French?
But the dog was good. So we do have that.
That's the pool quote.
It's clearly shot on very high quality digital video. It's a beautiful house and location, but man, this just makes one bad decision after another, both in scripting, in terms of the plot, not necessarily dialogue, and in terms of the directorial choices. Where the fuck did a fog come from? Out of fucking nowhere, there's a fog. This is not a supernatural movie, but directors, you know, it'd be cool if, like, this character's running through the fog. There was no fog until that exact moment. This is just, I was embarrassed for this movie quite a few times watching it. I was embarrassed for Dave Franco. I'm like, and then, of course, because it's Joe Swanberg, there's a bunch of critics falling over themselves trying to defend this movie and find ways to like it. It's not a good movie. This is boring. There's going to be other indie guys who are like, oh, I watch anything that comes out of IFC and I love most of it, and this is indeed by IFC Films, who are going to be like, yes, I will find a way for this movie to be about something. It's not about anything. You'll enjoy watching this cast together until the movie goes, we're out of time, folks. Let's wrap this up. I'm going to give this 4.5 out of 10 times I shat on Dave Franco in this review.
You know what? You were right about the dog. He is a good actor. So let's go ahead and bump that up to 5 out of 5.
No.
And that's how it stays.
No.